Because you can handle the truth.
Resurrect the Republic. Truth Radio Broadcast. On RBN. The Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Because we know it's high time to melt in the water.
Yeah.
But does it melt in the URSA? But the URSA is stable with the URSA.
Resurrect the Republic. Truth Radio Broadcast. On RBN. The Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Okay. All right. Hey, folks. This is Chris Switzer with RTR Truth Media. Unfortunately, Tom Lacovera-Stewart is out. He's not feeling all too himself today. He's definitely feeling the effects of his ailments. But he will be with us if he can, and he's always with us in spirit, of course. Today, we do have a good show lined up for you. I don't know if you guys have been following my channel at all, the Freedom Ministry channel, but I've been doing a premiere at about 10 p.m. Eastern time the past few nights, and lately we've been covering some ground with terrorism, false flags, 9/11, and of course the intelligence networks and intelligence agencies behind these apparatuses. I have a really good article I want to cover today. Just essentially proving these points out and further solidifying what I'm telling you. Sources, if you will. This is an article from globalresearch.ca or .org. They have both URLs. And this article was from October 29th, 2018, titled ISIS is a U.S.-Israeli creation. Top 10 indications. And this is by a Makia Freeman from Global Research. ISIS is a U.S.-Israeli creation. A fact as clear as the sky is blue. It's a truth as black and white as the colors of their flag. For many alternative news readers, this may be patently obvious, but this article is written for the large majority of people in the world who still have no idea who is really behind the rise of ISIS. No matter which name they go by, ISIS, ISIL, IS, or Daesh, the group has been deliberately engineered by the U.S. and Israel to achieve certain geopolitical goals. They are a religious, fundamentalist, Sunni terrorist organization created to terrorize and overthrow certain secular or Shiite Arab nations such as Syria and Iraq, but they are not just Islamic. They may be Muslims, and they may be advocating an Islamic state, but they are very much working towards the goals of Zionism. That's very important. It's amazing how many people still struggle to get that point. We have been inundated with propaganda surrounding the fraudulent war on terror, notably terms such as Islamic terrorism and radical Islam, but more accurate phrases would be Zio-Islamic terrorism and radical Zio-Islam. Secret military agencies such as the CIA and the Mossad pull the strings. Here is a list of the top 10 indications that ISIS is a U.S.-Israeli creation. ISIS is a U.S.-Israeli creation indication number one. ISIS foreknowledge via leaked DIA document. And the DIA is, of course, the military equivalent of the CIA, the Defense Intelligence Agency. The DIA is one of 16 U.S. military intelligence agencies. According to a leaked document obtained by Judicial Watch, the DIA wrote on August 12, 2012, that, quote, there is the possibility of establishing a declared or undeclared Salafist principality in eastern Syria, Hasaka and Darsur. And this is exactly what the supporting powers to the opposition want in order to isolate the Syrian regime, end quote. This was written before ISIS came on the world stage. Clearly, ISIS was no random uprising, but rather a carefully groomed and orchestrated controlled opposition group. The supporting powers to the opposition referred to are Saudi Arabia, Turkey, and the GCC nations such as Qatar, who are in turn are being supported by the U.S., the British, and Israeli axis in their struggle to overthrow Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. And the GCC nations are, of course, the Gulf Coast nations, like the Gulf states, Qatar being one of them, and the UAE. As I outlined in this article, Syrian ground war about to begin, World War III inches closer. The U.S. is backing the Sunni nations, while Russia, China, and Iran are backing the Shia nations. So there is a definite potential for this to erupt into World War III. Below are screenshots to the actual DIA document. And it shows, of course, a screenshot of the document. I'm going to just read some of the highlighted here. It says, the Salafists, the Muslim Brotherhood, and the AQI are the major forces driving the insurgency in Syria. The West, Gulf countries, and Turkey support the opposition. If the situation unravels, there is a possibility of establishing a declared or undeclared Salafist principality in eastern Syria, what we just read. So, essentially, the same thing. ISI could also declare an Islamic state through its union with other terrorist organizations in Iraq and Syria. So we need to create the opposition. I digress, back to the article. ISIS is a U.S.-Israeli creation indication number two. ISIS never attacks Israel. And I don't know how much clearer that can be to anybody. They don't attack Israel. Never. Never, ever. It is more than highly strange and suspicious that ISIS never attacks Israel. It is another indication that ISIS is controlled by Israel. If ISIS were a genuine and independent uprising that was not covertly orchestrated by the U.S. and Israel, why would they not try to attack the Zionist regime, which has attacked almost all of its Muslim neighbors ever since its inception in 1948? Israel has attacked Egypt, Syria, and Lebanon. And, of course, has decimated Palestine. It has systematically tried to divide and conquer its Arab neighbors. It continually complains of Islamic terrorism. Yet, when ISIS comes on the scene as the bloody and barbaric king of Islamic terrorism, it finds no fault with Israel and sees no reason to target a regime which has perpetrated massive injustice against Muslims. This stretches credibility to a snapping point. ISIS and Israel don't attack each other. They help each other. Israel was treating ISIS soldiers and other anti-Assad rebels in its hospitals. I'm just going to read that one more time if y'all were sleeping. Israel was treating ISIS terrorist soldiers and other anti-Assad rebels in its hospitals. Mortal enemies or best friends? And it shows a couple pictures of ISIS and Daesh and such groups with Toyota vehicles, because the joke is they're sponsored by Toyota. ISIS is a U.S.-Israeli creation, indication number three, and of course here it comes, Toyota trucks. Where did ISIS get an entire fleet of matching Toyota pickup trucks? Why do so many of its photo shots feature a fleet of matching Toyotas, matching in both model and color? As this Information Clearinghouse article humorously states, and here's an excerpt, quote, "The official story is ISIS stole them from the good terrorist, al-Nusra, who were originally given their cool wheels by who? The U.S. government." Which would seem to beg a couple of inquiries, not least of which is, why are the U.S. giving any terrorists matching fleets of luxury SUVs? And for that matter, how many fleets are we talking about? So, exactly how many trucks did the U.S. supply? Where are ISIS currently garaging this impressive collection? Why do they all have to be Toyotas? Is it a terrorist thing, or simply a U.S. government preference? Do Toyota mind the brand association? Or the fact that so many of the ISIS drive-by photo ops look like perverted car ads? End quote. Some of these trucks were actually used vehicles that got sent from the U.S. and Canada over to Syria. This Texan plumber, discovered to his horror that his old truck was being used in the war, replete with his business name still on the door. Ouch. ISIS is a U.S.-Israeli creation, indication number four. ISIS is first-class social media skills. The issue of the Toyotas leads us to the next question about ISIS. Who's handling their publicity? How have they managed to get so many photos of Toyota truck drive-bys? How have they managed to master Western social media so well to spread their message, propaganda, and threats? How have they managed to produce slick videos depicting fake beheadings? And just an aside here, Tom's right. He just added his input here. It sounds exactly like the White Helmets. And it does. They use the same blueprint, the same thing over and over. It's the same narrative because it works. How does a barbaric group of killers who speak a language very different to English, who espouse fundamentalist religious ideals such as Sharia law, and often criticize all things Western, manage to develop such excellent social media skills? It's a great question. ISIS is a U.S.-Israeli creation, indication number five. Israeli group site first to release ISIS footage. Another key giveaway that ISIS is a U.S.-Israeli creation is that the Israeli group, SITE, which is an abbreviation, S-I-T-E, Search for International Terrorist Entities, are often the first to find and publicly release the video. As their co-founder, Rita Katz, has let slip on occasion, SITE was involved in the slew of fake green screen ISIS beheadings of 2014. So they essentially just set up fake beheadings on a green screen, like a movie production, and passed it off as, terrorist ISIS people killing Westerners, probably. Speaking of fake beheadings, why did this fictional Turkish TV drama show a beheading just like that of ISIS? And if you guys are following along in the article, you'll know that, a lot of these are links that go out to other things and, show you the actual source documentation for the things in this article. So, if you're following along, feel free to check that stuff out. ISIS is a U.S.-Israeli creation, indication number six. ISIS leader Baghdadi, a Mossad agent. How about that? Although this indication is hard to confirm, there were reports apparently originating from Edward Snowden that the leader of ISIS, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, was actually an Israeli Mossad agent by the name of Simon Elliott or Elliott Shimon. GR editors note, this source and quotation are yet to be fully verified, including the source originating from Edward Snowden. That aside, there has been a lot of documentation to this assertion, just so you guys know. And you can find it, I'm sure, if you just do a search on it yourself. Quote, Simon Elliott, or Elliott Shimon, or Shimon, a.k.a. al-Baghdadi, was born of two Jewish parents and is a Mossad agent. We offer below three translations that want to assert that the Caliph al-Baghdadi is a full Mossad agent and that he was born Jewish father and mother. The real name of Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi is Simon Elliott. The so-called Elliott was recruited by the Israeli Mossad and was trained in espionage and psychological warfare against Arab and Islamic societies. This information was attributed to Edward Snowden. End quote. Bashar Assad, the president of Syria, the U.S. has been actively plotting strategies to destabilize and overthrow his government. Which leads us to ISIS, is a U.S.-Israeli creation, indication number 7. Leaked cables showing U.S. plotting Syrian overthrow. As you probably are well aware if you're following RTR Truth Media and listening to RBN Live, you will know that Julian Assange of WikiLeaks did a great job in capturing information about what was happening in Syria years before the Arab Springs, quote, air quotes there, and current war started in 2011 in Libya. He reveals how William Roebuck, then in charge of affairs at the U.S. Embassy in Damascus, was plotting to destabilize the Syrian government. The following quotes from Roebuck's cables to Washington show how he was outlining the vulnerabilities of Assad. Vulnerability. The alliance with Tehran. Bashar is walking a fine line in his increasingly strong relations with Iran, seeking necessary support while not completely alienating Syria's moderate Sunni Arab neighbors by being perceived as aiding Persian and fundamentalist Shia interests. Bashar's decision to not attend the Talibani Ahmadinejad summit in Tehran following FM Mollem's trip to Iraq can be seen as a manifestation of Bashar's sensitivity to the Arab optic of on his Iranian alliance. Possible actions. Play on Sunni fears of Iranian influence. And you see that all the time in that region. There are fears in Syria that the Iranians are active in both Shia proselytizing and conversion of mostly poor Sunnis. Though often exaggerated, such fears reflect an element of the Sunni community in Syria that is increasingly upset by and focused on the spread of Iranian influence in their country, and blah, 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 blah. We're going to go on to ISIS is a U.S.-Israeli creation, indication number 8. Russia bombs ISIS. U.S. protects ISIS. Before Russia militarily entered Syria, the U.S. claims it was attacking ISIS. Yet Russia was able to do in a few months what the U.S. has been unable to do for years. Think on that. Why? Is the U.S. military that incompetent? Or is this just further proof that the U.S. has been funding and supporting ISIS all this time? At one point, there were even reports that U.S. soldiers were told not to fire on ISIS targets, even if they had a clear view of them. As this Free Beacon article reports, quote, U.S. military pilots have been returned from the fight against the Islamic State in Iraq are confirming that they were blocked from dropping 75% of their ordnance on terror targets because they could not get clearance to launch a strike, according to a leading member of Congress, end quote. Why did U.S. State Department spokesman Mark Toner struggle to celebrate the fact that ISIS had lost Palmyra recently? ISIS is a U.S.-Israeli creation, indication number 9. ISIS always the excuse for further intervention. They're the boogeyman. Finally, consider this. And I'll get to this right after this commercial. Stay tuned.
This is the most transparent administration in history.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Broken sounds become to the grace, sounds to rest my ears. Not a word I heard could I play.
There's something about that music, man. The older music just kind of resonates. Really resonates with me. This newer music these days, I don't know what
they've
done.
Seeing that on list.
Thanks for bringing in that list. It's great.
Yes. What's up, Rachel? We have Rachel Tobias with us, it looks like.
Hey, what's up? Yes, I was the one that mentioned the white helmets.
Oh, okay. I thought that was Dom. My apologies.
No, it's okay. But I brought that up because it's just so eerily similar, but even worse with white helmets. I think that they won some kind of an award for a documentary. From Hollywood.
Oh, yeah. Not only that, I'll let you finish, but I just want to add here before I forget. The man who was the founder of the White Helmets literally couldn't attend that ceremony to receive the award because he is a wanted terrorist on the terror watch list. And we wouldn't let him into the country. Go ahead.
Perfect. I was going to say, for our listeners who aren't familiar, the White Helmets is allegedly a group that's supposed to, I guess, help people out in Syria, and they're kind of a sketchy group that actually steals from people and has been known to fake certain photo ops and videos of them helping people during crises. So, for instance, they did a video of them, like, helping someone from some kind of attack or something. Then after, there's a great photo of them all standing around smiling and, you know, with their crisis actor and everything. And they were busted for this, and they apologized, and they said, oh, we're just trying to bring awareness to the issue. And it's just incredibly sketchy. Any of these random, you know, groups involved are incredibly suspicious. And I'm not really surprised by anything mentioned on your list, of course. I think that, unfortunately, you know, Israel and the U.S. kind of creates heroes and they create villains to keep the public in line.
It's absolutely right. I liken it to the Batman movies. I mean, it's the same thing. It's literally a scripted thing. Yeah. They have a story. They have an ending. They have producers. They have agents. They have writers. They have actors. Think about it. They have every element of a movie. And the stage is just the world.
And if you push this even further, you've got people like Greta Thunberg, I believe is her name, this little kid that's going around talking about climate change, and she is an IMBD, and she's an actor, and her mom's an actor, and it's just kind of insane if we see all these people, like kids from Parkland, you know, David Hogg and Cameron Caskey, all these people that come out and talk about gun control and their history involved in acting. Is just kind of, it all pretty much points to the same thing of just controlling narratives.
Yeah, and all of this stuff is what it all comes back to, and the you know, the glue or the tie that binds, you know, it all is the CIA and Mossad and British intelligence. That's where it all comes from.
Yeah, of course. And obviously, as our followers know, that anytime the CIA has had a coup against a president or has been, you know, basically the public knows about how corrupt Comey is or anyone involved, nothing really of consequence happens to those people.
No.
They can get away with pretty much anything. It's like, well, have they been indicted? Have they gone to jail? No, they just go around on book tours and make more money and show up on interviews and continue their lives like normal.
Yeah, or they create foundations and pretend to go to Haiti and, you know, provide relief to places that they just rip off more and, you know, use the slush funds for their own operations. Correct. Yes. That sort of stuff. Must be nice.
Yeah, so one of the best things our listeners can do is contribute to the show like this, where we're exposing these crimes and we're talking about what's going on behind the scenes and basically just kind of being aware, not being fooled by our mainstream, you know, media trying to push these issues.
Absolutely. If you want your dollar to actually work for you, you know, support, like, you know, grassroots types operations like this, you know, that are on literally shoestring budgets for the most part, guys. You know, you really, if you're going to do stuff like we are, you're not going to get famous and you're definitely not going to get rich.
Yeah, there's definitely no money in the truth. But yeah, I mean, you know, it's the only way that we're going to solve any issues that we're facing today. And especially when you have, I'm sure, sorry to segue, but you've seen recently the video of this crazy lady sort of yelling at AOC saying that we should eat babies.
Yeah.
I don't know how seriously we should take her. I know a lot of people will say you know, that's the Dems and their narrative. I mean, I'm not writing that off completely, but I'm sure she was probably just trying to make fun of AOC at that point. But it's just so incredibly ridiculous now.
Yeah, but I mean, I could play devil's advocate here and say from a liberal, you know, say I'm a liberal, I'm a Democrat, and I'm coming out to defend AOC or whatever, you know, that side of it. You still have to contend with this, okay? Even if she was set up and that girl is in the Trump, you know, she's in Trump's campaign, you know, she's a paid actor by Cambridge Analytica, and we'll have to finish up after the break. Please stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
OMG! People are jumping on board to the Life Change Tea Regiment. Brew, steep, and drink for a gentle, taste-great cleanse. It's changing how they feel. See what everybody's talking about. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Life Change Tea aids in digestive slowdown and helps people get moving down a healthy path. We won't make claims. We'll just let you decide. Experience is much better than a commercial anyway. If you want results, log on to GetTheTea.com and purchase your Super Strength Cleansing Tea. You won't be disappointed. And if you're looking for some mind-body suggestions, go to YouTube and punch in the search bar Health Matters Now. That's Health Matters Now. Put power into your health now. So, GetTheTea.com, that's GetTheTea.com for Super Strength Tea. And YouTube, Health Matters Now. That's Health Matters Now for valuable suggestions. GetTheTea.com, the tea that makes you go.
Welcome back, welcome back. You are listening to RBN Live with Rachel Tobias and Chris Switzer from RTR Truth
Hello.
Media. Tom's out on under the weather today, so please keep him in your prayers. He usually pushes through stuff, so when he's down, you know, he's down. But he's still doing stuff in the background. I know he's still pushing through in that way, so just keep him in your prayers. And as I was saying before the break, I just want to finish my thought and we can get into some other stuff as well. With that situation, whether it was contrived, staged, or whether it was just some, you know, really deranged young girl, you know, influenced by those types of beliefs, talking about we need to eat babies to save the planet, even if they came from Trump's camp, AOC still did not have her removed politely and tactfully. She dignified the response as if it were serious. She didn't really talk to eating babies, you know, that politically isn't really a non-starter, but she did give it a dignified response for what it's worth. For that reason alone, I'd say, you know, this needs to be addressed. It's insanity what they are doing, and the Tavistock social engineering that's going on. And I'm getting that she's a troll from the LaRouche group. You know, like I said, whether it come from Trump's camp, LaRouche group, whoever, AIPAC, for all I know, you know, a Hasbara troll. It serves its purpose well. You know, she did what she was supposed to do, whether she knows it or not. That's the game. It's they play this tape over and over and over again because, again, it works. It works.
Well, not just that, but they're sort of rewarded with any kind of attention, be it negative or positive. And it's on, you know, you're right that it's on, not that I believe in any of these politicians and I don't believe in authority at all, but just looking at her standing there and allowing this to happen, I mean, if we're supposed to look at these people and think that they have these leadership qualities, they're certainly not expressing it.
No. Like, you know, talk to this insanity. What are you doing? Did you hear what she just said? She said, eat the babies.
Yeah.
Eat the children. After her breath, the last breath she took, she was talking about bombing Russians is, you know, that's great, but it's not enough.
I mean, a quick quip on Twitter after this happened. I said, of course liberals aren't going to eat babies. They're not vegan.
Oh, boy, that's going to open up a new industry. Oh, geez. We're going to have the vegan, you know, baby patties. Oh, boy. Where is this world going?
Yeah, we also have, I'm not sure what other articles you have, but there's quite a lot of other things going on in the news as well.
Yes, we have actually an article here out of KIRO7, just a local, you know, affiliate here. And it says, the Botham Jean neighbor, you know, the key witness in Amber Geiger trial, fatally shot outside. Apartment police say, that stuff that, you know, is going on is kind of, I don't know what to make of it myself, really. I mean, this guy is just, you know, saying, can I please, you know, he asked the judge, can I please go over and, you know, basically touch, you know, the guilty party who murdered, it was his brother, right?
Yes, that was the case where Amanda Geigen, she was the cop who...
Amber Geiger, yeah.
Apparently ended up on the wrong floor, thinking it was her apartment, shot the man that was actually,
right,
you know, in that person's apartment.
What are you doing in my apartment?
And try to claim the Castle Doctrine, that she was pretty much just standing her ground and defending herself. And there's a very...
when you're in the wrong castle, the Castle Doctrine doesn't apply.
And saying, you know, forgiving her. Just kind of.
Yeah, I mean, do you honestly believe she was just mistakenly in the wrong place at the wrong time, or do you think he was taken out because who knows? You know, there's some underlying narrative we're not seeing here. And the world may never know. But it's just an example of, you know, this.
Are you there?
I'm here. I don't know if you could. Can you hear me? Rachel? I don't know if, I hope, hopefully you guys. Okay. Yeah, I'm sorry about that, guys. Well, I'll carry on here.
I can hear you now.
Okay. You're back? Yeah, I mean, what I was asking you, I thought you were with me.
Yes, I think the connection's a little spotty.
Okay. I was just asking you if your opinion, you know, do you think that police officer was literally, you know, that in out of her, you know, wits that she was on the wrong floor and she literally thought she was in her apartment? Or was there, you know, there's some narrative probably that we're not seeing?
It's hard to tell because on one hand... You know, it's so hard to tell because this is such a sensationalized, weird event, and now you've got witnesses dying. I am personally, and I just want to give a disclaimer. This is, you know, speculation on my part. It's
absolutely
not fact, but it does make me suspicious of the whole thing. You know, that seems kind of weird to me, and it does seem weird that she would end up at the wrong apartment on the wrong floor and it would happen to be unlocked and shoot the person inside.
I know. It's so many. Yeah, so many questions lead to more questions unanswered.
Yeah, it really does. I wish I had something more definitive to say on that, but I'm kind of...
very true.
I tend to be on the suspicious side about weird, sensationalized things in the news.
Yeah, it's almost like it grabbed legs and, you know, ran off. The story created, you know, had a motion and momentum of its own, you know, and the truth is really found in those very first, you know, news stories and stuff like that. You know, that's why you got to find the early
And it
reports.
Seems like when we're halfway trying to figure out one story, something else crazy happens somewhere else.
Yep. As always. Absolutely.
But certainly I'm glad that at least this cop is facing negative consequences for her actions. Although I think, was it 10 years?
She got a very light, a light
on
sentence.
On the lighter side, yeah.
Yeah, I guess everybody was booing, and the only one that didn't seem to be booing or was upset with the outcome was the family member, from what I understand.
Which does seem weird to me. And you know what that reminds me of a lot is, I think, weren't the people of the church shooting, was it Dylann Roof's shooting, where the family was, like, forgiving him? And
Yeah, it happens in a large, you know, there is a very... high percentage, I should say, a higher percentage than you would think of these cases where family publicly comes out immediately following it. Not like after time has passed, mind you, immediately where emotions are raw, you know, and they're coming out and saying, we forgive, you know, and all that stuff as if, you know, this isn't a raw emotion at this point where, you know, I'm hard pressed to believe there are people that would be that big at that moment. It's hard to believe, you know?
Yeah.
It strains credulity there, and I don't know.
Do you have, I mean, there's not much I can say on this other than it's very odd that the witness is suddenly killed through a gunfight as well. Do you have anything further on this, or do you have, like, additional
Not really. I mean, yeah, it can just, you know, kind of tail right back into, dovetail back into the end of the article I was finishing up before the first segment. You know, number 9 of the ISIS is a Israeli, U.S. creation here. ISIS always the excuse for further intervention. I'm just dovetailing it with what we're talking about. It's the same thing, the same blueprint. They use the events they create to further, you know, it down the field, you know, to keep it going. It's an endless cycle. It's a loop, you know, and rather than closing the loop, they keep it going. You know, they just keep it going. And just going back into this article here with Syria and how they use it over there in the Middle East, finally, consider this. You know, why is ISIS always the perfect excuse for further military intervention in Syria? Given the history of foreign meddling in Syria, particularly by the U.S. and Israel in the last 70 years, isn't it rather convenient that the specter of ISIS is the justification offered for proposed no-fly zones, airstrikes, and ground troops? How would the U.S. and Israel conquer the Middle East without their pet Frankenstein ISIS? Think on that. You know, it's just, that's what they do. You know, without these boogeymen and these monsters that they invent and create, they don't have the ammunition. They don't have the emotional justification to push real Americans and real thinking minds to get behind these absurd draconian measures and Soviet active measures and the likes, you know, to actually complete their new world order, their sick, insidious operation.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. And most people I know that voted for Trump did so because they don't want to be a part of another war and they're tired of tons of money going to Israel, and they're tired of interventionist foreign policy. And a lot of them are kind of understanding how the New World Order is sort of pressing on in this globalist agenda, regardless of anything. And how Russia is still being used as a boogeyman, and China is being used as a boogeyman. But why is it that Israel can spy on the U.S. with impunity and get away with it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, there was just recently, a month ago, maybe a month and a half at this point, time seems to be going by pretty fast with lots in the news, but they had those spy devices that were found with the, you know, stealing telecommunication, waves out of the from the White House when they're spying on Trump. just recently. That was found out to be Israeli, you know, operation. So there you go.
Or even how quickly did Epstein fall out of the news cycle? And
gone.
Even though we're finding all these connections between Jeffrey Epstein and Mossad and these, like, trafficking rings, I mean, and how quickly does it seem to try to, you know, become shoved under a rug and forgotten about, even though Ghislaine Maxwell is still kind of at large and anyone else associated with Epstein or who helped him out?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. It's kind of why I picked this article, you know, just to kind of use as a baseline just to start off the show and go through all this stuff and try to expose it to the audience and how this stuff works, was the fact that they conclude with this. Share this article with those who haven't yet awoken to the truth about ISIS. Many have already seen through the propaganda. Many have. Once enough of us do, the usefulness of this ridiculous, dangerous, and vaudevillian terrorist group will expire, and maybe a critical mass of people will pull back the curtain and once for once get a glimpse of the true puppet masters. And here's just a concluding note. ISIS is a U.S.-Israeli creation number 10, the final one. ISIS, I-S-I-S, is an acronym for Mossad. The Israeli Secret Intelligence Service is ISIS. Interesting coincidence. ISIS itself is an acronym not just for the Islamic State in Iraq and Syria, but for Israeli Secret Intelligence Service. This is another way to describe the Mossad, the shady Zionist spy agency whose motto is, "By way of deception, thou shalt do war." And then it shows a video below of two authors being interviewed, Don Raviv and Yossi Melman, and they admit the acronym of ISIS equals Mossad. And that concludes the article, and it's sourced below with all the stuff they use in the article. But, I mean, it is as plain as day who created these terror groups and for what ends.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's pretty much it. You got to keep the people scared and together, you know, facing a boogeyman. Really, it's just other citizens from other countries that are going to be, you know, have to deal with the consequences of drone strikes and terrorism.
Yeah, and they're expendable, obviously. But the scariest part of it to me, and I mean, you know, really, if you, you know, there's nothing to fear but fear itself, really. And I try to, you know, hold on to that. But I mean, when you have children, it's hard not to have a healthy degree of fear for some of this stuff in the future. And what I see happening in other places, I know it only comes home to roost eventually. So, you know, to have these types of things going on and breeding and festering and evolving and becoming more bad rather than bringing it back the other way and honing it in, you know, and making it better and bringing good back around, is just, it's a spell for disaster down the road, and it doesn't give me much optimism, you know, and I try to hold on to optimism, but we need to clean up the stuff over there if we ever hope to get rid of it here, home.
And for our listeners, you know, we're not telling anyone to despair or to get depressed or, but it's just
absolutely
kind
not.
Of understanding how the world works through truth and really coming to solutions based off of that knowledge.
Sure, absolutely. I mean, there is so much activism out there to be had. That it's just, if you just put your mind to it, it's incredible the things you can actually do to touch another human being. And that, you know, the ripple effect in the pond where you throw a pebble and you see it just, you know, ripple out. That's what happens, you know, truly and absolutely. I can confirm it. It definitely happens because it's happened to me. You know, it's how I got started on this whole truth journey of mine, was to prove out somebody who, you know, came to me with something. I tried to prove him wrong. And in so doing, I proved him right and went further with it, you know? So that's just, you know, how it works. But you never know whose lives you're going to touch just by trying to bring in this information in a loving way.
Yeah, that's a really beautiful way of putting it.
Because, I mean, nobody wants to hear, you know, it in a, put in like a, you know, a rough and gruff way and, you know, doom and gloom and no solution. And it's just like, yeah, I'd rather not know.
Yeah,
you know,
we're not trying
why,
to sell,
yeah,
like,
know?
A product to you
yeah.
or, you know.
Like a false bill of goods. But this stuff is real. However, you know, there are solutions out there to be had. And that's why they fear us as a populace, and that's why they have put so much money and resources into social engineering and studying the psychology of man. It's because they do understand that if we were to gather our numbers collectively, individually, but collectively, I'm not talking about like a collective hive mind or anything, don't get me wrong, because they've also hijacked words and used them to their ends. But I mean, you know, everybody, collectively, individually, becoming aware and understanding this stuff and changing the way they do things in their own lives, and we can all change the world for better, as corny as that may sound. But we'll be back after the break. Stay tuned.
Let me tell you how it's gonna work, kids. You work hard like your parents both did. Everything you earn by breaking your backs, we're gonna redistribute when we make our big tax. Hey, sit down, don't be a jerk.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
All right, we are back from the last commercial break, I believe. I still have you with me, Rachel. I think you're muted.
Yep, I'm here.
All right. Very good. I always appreciate your relevant input into current affairs and just your mind picking your brain up there.
Thank you, and I'm happy I can make this show, because today I went to a soap making class. I'm going to a clothing swap. And next weekend, I'm going to see Doug Stanhope in New Orleans. So most weekends, I'm out there doing things.
And I
love trying to, you know, learn how to make things myself or do things myself. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the solutions I see, even if it's not, you know, super exciting to hear about. But I think that's something all our listeners can do. You know, learn how to make soap, learn how to... Mm-hmm. My boyfriend and I went recently to a prepper urban survival camping group yesterday. And we were building a shelter and making a fire. And so, like, just learning these basic skills and kind of getting out there. You know?
Yeah,
so
no,
the
significant other in my life is also named Rachel, and her and I yesterday went out to like an orchard, you know, to pick apples and all that stuff. Aww. And that was pretty cool. And now, like right now, as I speak, she's over there, you know, carving apples and shaving them and chopping them up and making stuff with it.
Even with all the craziness and stuff, those are the times where things feel normal and
right
and
yeah,
you know,
grounded,
the stuff
centered
that we're supposed to be doing when we're not being terrorized.
Exactly. And I just love being out in the world, you know, not in like a concrete jungle, you know, caged in with Wi-Fi, you know, waves and stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, berating my body and doing God knows what to it. Out in, you know, the world, out in the fresh air, and hopefully it's fresh and doing things.
Yeah, because, I mean, the media wants you to, you know, hate your neighbor, be suspicious of everyone, and I'm not saying to, you know, it's good to have your wits about you, but at the same time, if you go out into the real world, it's not always as intense as, kind of, you know, the narratives that the media is pushing.
Exactly. Exactly. Don't believe the negativity, because when it comes from them, you know, the fear-mongering and stuff, it is like... It's strong, it's heavy, and it's methodical.
Code Orange?
Sure.
I was like, I remember flying, you know, after September 11, and they would constantly be at the airport, Code Orange! We're like, okay.
Absolutely. It reminds me of the show Fringe. I don't know if anybody watches it, probably some of the audience as well, but if you do, when they have the alternate universe scenes and they show you over in the alternate universe, they have like degradation of the nature. So like they have these zones where it's like bad and they have to breathe in through masks and other things. So they have like Code Orange, Code this, and it made me think, you know, Code Amber, Code Yellow, and it's just crazy, you know. It's like, and they find out they're being lied to, of course, and just like it always is. It's not what they think.
Yeah, so of course. But no, thanks for having me on the show. It's been great.
Yeah, I appreciate you guys listening. Please stay tuned and come back next week and support media like this. God bless.
Welcome to the face of the new democracy. Here in the land of the not so free.
When your doctor tells you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is RBN.